بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless us and bestow us with his mercy even after the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all the wrongs that we have done. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for all the good that we have done. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us, insha'Allah, for the beauty of his deen. Insha'Allah, ameen. So tonight, inshallah, we move into the 17 juz of the Holy Quran. And in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks extensively of a particular incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was one of the great anbiya of Allah that had come onto this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and says regarding him, kana ummatu wahida. He was one man, but he was such that he lived like an entire nation. Meaning every part and every aspect of his life was in total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq as well, inshallah. Ameen. So be it as it may, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had seen his community engaging in idol worshipping. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam waited, and one day when his community went out to celebrate what we would say a holiday in the name of the idol, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to the temple and he took an axe and he broke two of those small idols. He then had taken the axe and hung it around the neck of the biggest idol. So when the people came back, they got surprised and they were shocked to see that someone had destroyed the idol. So each one is asking the other who could have done it, who could have done it. And eventually they led up to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and they summoned him. So they asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that who did it. Now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, to teach his community by using reason, he told them, don't ask me. Ask this big idol here. You can see the axe hanging around its neck. Ask him, maybe he knows about it. So the people saying, but you know this idol can't speak. So he said, exactly, that's the point. They can't speak. How can you worship something that can't do anything? It's nothing but stone. So the people got more upset and they got more hostile against Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and they imprisoned him. So they felt that the person who did something to their idol needs to be punished in a huge way. So they decided that they're going to build a fire. Although one fire would have sufficed, but the people wanted to show their love for the idol and they said, no, we need to make it big. You know, the bigger you do, the more people will get more excited about the whole matter. And they got more and more hostile and antagonistic towards Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So they imprisoned him and built a fire. And thereafter, it went to such a level that the people were taking vows and oaths. People who were sickly were saying in the name of the idol, na'udhu billah, that if we put fire, if we put wood for this fire, then we will be cured of our sickness. So they started taking oaths and vows, etc., to such an extent that they kindled this fire for 1 week. And eventually the fire was so hot, some Israeli narration state and say that if an animal would go near it, it would automatically roast. This was how hot and how intense the heat of that fire was. Now they took out Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and they all felt that, you know, we can't just put him in because it's very, very hot. So they decided to catapult him into the fire. But as soon as they did this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that when they catapulted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the fire, the angels of wind and water came to the assistance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam refused. The angels came to him and he refused. And what he said, the very famous word that every Muslim knows, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. A beautiful remedy, a beautiful dhikr that whenever you are in any difficulty, remember this. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient and Allah is indeed my guardian. Whatever difficulties we go through, my respected brothers, remember this adhkar. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for me and Allah is sufficient and he indeed is the best helper. It is then mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the command to the fire, the very famous words, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدُ وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allah gave the fire this command that, oh fire, you now become cool and beautiful and comforting for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned also, Mufassirin mentioned, and they say it was not only that fire that kindled for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that became cool, but fire throughout the entire world on that moment and then that day was also cool. This was the greatness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stayed in the fire for approximately 7 days. And in that time, the angels in charge of shadows would come and give him company. Since when he was put into that fire, he was deprived of clothes. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had brought clothes from the heaven and a carpet for him from Jannah. And together with that, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam sat with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and had given him company throughout this entire time. It is mentioned in the hadith Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates a riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the first to be clothed on the day of Qiyamah will be none other than Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine what a beautiful bounty, getting clothes from Jannah, subhanAllah. And that too on the day of Qiyamah, he will be the first to be given clothes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness. The point of it all, my respected brothers, is that if everyone goes through some difficulty, each and every one of us go through some difficulty or the other, yes, we have to always look at those that are far more worse than us, but right now we have our own challenges, we have our own difficulties, but you need to remember that Allah is always there. If you can bow down to Allah, you can stand up against any ordeal. Remember this. Every one of us go through some difficulty or the other, whether it be in a form of sickness, whether it be in a form of marital problem, whatever it may be. Let us learn and use this month of Ramadan to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam are the perfect examples for mankind. Even when they were put into a tight corner, they first turned to Allah and Allah opened their way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness. Jazakallah.